So it's a busy day. It's an All-Star Friday. We have Tom Bergeron in studio, and we're joined on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, by our friend, the governor of the state of New Hampshire, Governor Chris Sununu.
Oh, wow.
Good morning, Governor. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Another great day in the 603, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm on with Tom Bergeron. And
hey.
I'm I am.
Wow. Governor, a pleasure as well.
The governor is on for a very special reason, actually, that's really actually near and dear to us, because it's a cause that we got behind, you know, because of Andy and what Andy went through.
Right.
And this week we're talking about promoting organ donor registry. Right, Governor?
Big week for us with the organ donor registry. We are very proud in the state of New Hampshire. We have one of the highest percentages of people that actually go and make sure they have that little heart on their license and they're an organ and tissue donor. And obviously, the donate life movement is just absolutely huge, because it's obviously extremely rare chance that anyone's ever going to be called upon to do that. But when you are, it's truly saving lives. And so this morning at the DMV in Concord, they have all this fun stuff going on, and we're just asking folks to go up, take 5 minutes. It's so easy to do. Check the box, put a little heart on your license, and be part of something that can really change people's lives. So it's great. And obviously, you guys know, with the blacksmith ride, and as you know, Greg, I'm not a motorcycle rider. I'm more of a sidecar guy.
Me too.
And I haven't been invited to sit in the sidecar, but at some point, maybe you'll invite me.
Let me tell you something. I can get a bike with a sidecar, and you can ride with me in the blacksmith ride if you'd like. I can make that arrangement. We can make that happen, you know. I thought he was gone. I thought the governor hung up on me.
Now he's thinking about it. Like,
you know. The blacksmith ride is the biggest motorcycle ride in northern New England.
Yeah.
And I credit all of the listeners and Governor, that you talk about the people from New Hampshire. They come up from Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont. They come all over the place because they care. And like you said, it's easy to do. It takes 5 seconds, and you can save someone's life. Not only that, one person can save multiple lives,
right.
You know, and
yeah. Can't take it with you.
That's Scotty's big thing.
Yep.
Roadkill says you can't take it with you. There are 113,000 people waiting for transplant organs nationally, and it's everything from obviously your organs, your eyes, your heart, but also they use, you know, arteries and things.
And skin.
They do a lot
everything.
Of different things, and it's very easy
it's
to
amazing.
Do. And it doesn't. It costs you nothing. It costs you nothing. You're gone.
Yeah.
So what's the point? But it's going on. Is it just today, Governor, at the DMV in Concord?
Well, you can do it any day of the year, obviously.
Right.
But today we're making a big push out of it. We have a lot of fun stuff happening at the DMV up in Concord. And like you said, it's a few seconds. It literally takes a few seconds to walk in, check the box. There are some folks at work at the DMV whose family members have been saved
right.
by this organ. And they tell their story. And when you hear these stories, I mean, it really brings you to tears. To see that these folks have a complete second chance, and sometimes even a third chance at life.
I look at it, and we do, and you know, I talk to Mama Blacksmith almost every week, and it's really about that's his legacy to me. Andy's legacy is the gift that he gave. There were five people that received organs and things from Andy, and he helped save their lives.
Yeah,
one person. Imagine if everybody did it.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be no waiting lines. I mean,
there'd
you know,
be no waiting lines.
Exactly,
there'd be no waiting lines.
And
yep.
and that's the best gift that you can give. And we've gotten to meet people that have been organ recipients through doing the blacksmith ride and stuff. And you said it, Governor. It is so touching and beautiful because they are given the greatest gift, and they know it, and they recognize it, and they live their life with a greater appreciation. And that's contagious.
Yep.
That is contagious, that kind of appreciation. So,
you know, I mean, when you see how big your ride is, Greg, because
yeah.
it has gone by Newfield. Like, it goes right by our house
yep.
sometimes.
Yep.
And it goes by your house, and
yep.
it keeps going, and it keeps going, and it keeps going. And literally, like,
80
minutes later, 1,000 motorcycles have gone by your house. It's like, my God, it's
yeah.
unbelievable.
The governor's just waiting to pull out onto the road.
I feel like he's been out of here.
She wants milk. Valerie wants milk. I just got to go get some milk.
I tell Scotty, I say, hit the blues.
That's right. A couple of things that I don't think a lot of people know. Don't medically disqualify yourself. Don't think you can't do it.
Oh, who would want that?
You know?
Yeah.
Don't think you can't do it in your own, you know, register, and then they can figure that out later. And there's no age limit. You're never too old to become an own organ donor. Don't think, well, I'm 57. Who's going to?
Yeah,
trust
no.
me when I say it's a value, mm-hmm. and there's not an age limit. So there's no reason not to do it, and you could help save
that's
lives.
That's a really great point. A lot of people say, well, I have this, I have that, so
yeah.
I wouldn't qualify. you always call, except for maybe Scott in studio. That guy ain't going to call quite frankly. But
go ahead, Scott.
Governor, I know you say that sometime you'd like to come check out the band. Well, if you ever come check out the band, the lead singer in my band had a heart transplant.
That's
no
right.
No kidding.
Yes. Yeah.
No kidding. I did not know that.
Yep. Yeah. That's
oh my
right.
gosh. Okay. Well, again, we're not going to get into this conversation. I'm going to have to go in and, like, in a disguise.
Yeah. See, the governor and his wife are going to show up at one of Scotty's shows. Mm-hmm. Now, they're the heaviest of heavy metal. And I try to warn the governor. I'm like, I don't think it's for you. Yeah. I still think it's for you. You know, so we support you wholeheartedly in the organ registry thing going on at the DMV. And not just today, but every day. And I'm so – there's a part of me – that is very proud that New Hampshire leads the nation, because you know, back in 2015 we grabbed that mantle mm-hmm. for Andy, and it was him that started it, and we carry it, and I like to think we had a hand in yep. that. You know, I'm not saying it's because of us, but definitely bringing that awareness is because of the people that listen to the show, and then they become mm-hmm.
ambassadors for
it. You know what I mean? So that's it makes me proud.
Well, I'm going to give you the credit, Craig, because if you look at the numbers, when you guys started that ride, it spiked by literally tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands a year that you spiked it. So, and it put us right to the top of the list. It is. It is a source of pride and something we should all be championing and reminding our friends and family, whether they're in New Hampshire or across the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go on there, get that little heart on your license. A lot of people, by the way, Greg, a lot of people think they're organ donors. They really do. They think, oh, yeah, I checked that box. Everyone needs to look at their license. If you don't get that little heart on there,
exactly.
you didn't do it. So
I was,
go back and get it done.
As you were talking, Governor, I pulled my driver's license. I wanted to make sure
right.
that it is there.
Yeah. So this year, when we do the Blacksmith Ride, you want us to swing in, maybe have some lemonade? We'll bring the riders in. Through the
Are you kidding? That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I'll be out there on my little bicycle.
There it is. That's right. Everybody good, Governor? Family good? Everybody good?
No, everyone is good. You know, look, I got two middle schoolers. It's the end of the year. It's a little bit crazy. I mean, you know, every parent isn't going through. God bless Valley for putting up with all my nonsense.
Yeah.
You know.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good to talk to you as always. Thank you very much, Governor. Appreciate it. I'm glad you got a chance to chat with Tom. We'll hook you guys up so you can meet someday. I think we just lost him. He's in an area.
That's right.
It can happen.
There you go. It can happen. All right. We lost you. We lost the governor. Or either that or
how does the governor's phone cut out?
Yeah.
Hello.
Right now he's looking. Who's in charge of this?
Who's in charge of you? You're done.
I think it was about the time you said we'll have you meet Tom.
Totally gone. I heard that number that New Hampshire was leading the nation, and it filled me with real personal pride for everybody that has done it. Not on our behalf or Andy, just we all share that. That's mm-hmm. what we did together, and hopefully more people will become an organ donor. It's one of those things where I just wonder why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy, and it
you
can
make
such a difference.
You know what I think part of it, and this is not me being glib for just a moment, but mm-hmm. I do think there is a fear of mortality.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
keeps people from doing it. It's like, well, if I put that there, that means I'm going out at some point.
Yeah.
Well, we all are, so.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I think your perspective changes drastically when you know somebody
exactly.
that received a kidney
yeah.
or a liver or eyes, everything,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing. And it's going on at the DMV, at the Concord DMV, the big thing coming up today, 8 to 11, but it's every day, okay? Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right. Good stuff.
Quick break. Tom Bergeron in the studio with us. We're coming right back after this.
Back in a moment.